Twin Cities Realty, good morning. This is Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Can you hang on just 1 second, please? Okay.
Yeah.
What you got? I gotta go.
Do you have a key in case I need? Okay. All right, get it.
Okay, hang on just 1 second. Let me get myself organized here.
Okay, no problem.
One of those mornings.
Yeah,
Jason,
I feel you.
Can you make keep track of when she does come in?
Okay. You did read that the seller credits buyer $2,000 in lieu of any repair.
Yes.
It's not just the window.
Right.
Okay, so she's not obligated to repair anything.
Exactly.
So they've accepted this?
Yes.
Even with the invoice to the window?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes. Okay, I'm ready for you. What's up?
All right. Hi. I just wanted to, get in contact. It looks like you requested, some information, on our working capital equipment finance programs. Is this a good time for you to talk?
I'm just having to roll to go do a deposit and then pick up a client. So I've got time time. So that's good.
Okay. Cool. Let me know if and is this a good number for you as well to be reached?
Yes.
In case we get disconnected.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you call me on the 699 or did you call me on the 234?
The 699.
Okay. Yeah. It just transfers automatically because the front office doesn't get in until 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense. Okay. I'm just going to confirm, some stuff we have on file.
Yes.
The address is 41493 Margarita Road.
Yes, sir.
Okay. In Temecula, yeah. 92591. And then this is Lake Hills Realty. And then you're doing business as Twin Cities?
DBA, this is the Twin Cities Realty office.
Okay. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
All right. And what exactly, you guys are doing realty over there. And how long have you been doing it for?
About 16 years.
Oh, nice.
And we've been doing pretty good. We'd like to do better.
That's great. Well, how'd you get involved, in the industry?
I had a career change, and my mama told me to become a real estate agent.
And you're like
a pushy little general.
And do you enjoy it?
You know what? I couldn't imagine me doing anything else because I actually really enjoy the different nuances of real estate because you can do investments, residential, commercial, so when you get bored and overwhelmed with people's, lack of nicety, in residential, you can go to commercial where it's all about numbers and that's all that matters.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's great. It's interesting. And what's the ownership breakdown look like over there? Are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay.
We work a little bit differently in that we have the Lake Hills Realty, which is our brokerage, but the office here in Temecula is Twin Cities Realty.
Twin Cities Realty.
Several other locations that have different different names to them, but the one I'm in command of, thank God, is Twin Cities.
Okay, cool. All right. Why don't you tell me, what you're looking to do, so I can point you, in the right direction.
Well, we definitely, first and foremost, we need a new coffee machine desperately, and those suckers aren't cheap, and I don't want to lease. And because we own everything in the building, so I don't believe we try not to go into debt, but so this is what we'd like to do is not only just to upgrade some of our computers because they are 5 years old and let me tell you it makes a difference. And so we're looking to upgrade our equipment. We're also looking to branch out, but most importantly. The only way to branch out is you have to have money for marketing.
Exactly. Okay. And how much capital are you looking for?
It would be lovely if we could get, $55,000, because I think that would take us, through 2 years.
Right.
And so I noticed that you had a plethora of different avenues that we could explore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do, the equipment financing, and we also do, the working capital. And, I know our working capital programs, they're based off sales. And I think you had that on file. So it's your annual sales are estimated like $628,450. That was on the application. Okay. So yeah, right around there. I mean, we'll do, $600,000 for number's sake. We get you, around, 60, right around 90, thousand as unsecured cash.
I don't need that much. I don't know
right.
much.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That was just a range, just a quick ballpark of what we could do in case you had other needs there, and that was just the minimum. But if you only need, 55, that definitely shouldn't be, a problem. And so with that, you just have marketing campaigns lined up right now?
Yes. And also we, because we are, I'm so damn busy, I need to actually have a headhunter help me do recruiting, and so obviously you have to have expenses for that type of employee.
Right. Okay. So for the headhunting as well.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then when are you looking, to start this marketing? Have you guys done these types before, or is this something new?
Well, we've put together a complete investment investor residential commercial plan.
Mm-hmm.
And a matter of fact, we do our final modification today to it. We've got our logos going. We've got all the brochures going, things like that. So we definitely have quite a bit on the books right now. So that's why I feel comfortable in seeking out, temporary, loan to get us moving.
Right, right. And with this, has this, the past marketing, has it increased, sales? Have you noticed the percentage, or, do you have a good return on it?
Drastically. Yeah, we have a very, but the most important thing is, as part of it, is recruiting, because, every agent is good for at least 12 deals per year, so that's why we want to go ahead and increase, that, because that's where, bringing in more individuals, which means we have to have the equipment for those individuals.
Exactly. Right. Okay. And so that's with the, the marketing campaigns. And then the equipment, so that's why you're bringing on the more computers.
More computers, updating the existing ones because they're about 5 years old.
Okay.
And and given the volume that we've been doing, our poor little copy machine, it's not little, it's huge, but it's so old that it's something that, we know that it's on its a copier guy told us it's on its last leg.
Oh yeah, I know. That's definitely needed right now.
How are you?
So with the coffee machine, and then how many computers are you looking for?
We would like to actually purchase a total of 6.
Okay.
And a copy machine. We also need a color copy machine. Because it's just costing us so much money to have off-site brochures colored and copied and stuff like that when we actually could do it ourselves.
Right.
There is a really cool machine that actually does what do you call those things that when you're in college and you put together, it's got the side binding, stuff like that on it.
Yeah.
For our, for example, I have a winery for sale right now. Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
Yes, okay. She has. Thanks. We have a winery for sale, and it's the offer memorandum is 18 pages long. So instead of it being stapled, it looks a hell of a lot professional if we're able to do side binding.
Side binding, okay. Yeah, I know, and that's great. That's definitely, a good option to have. And, with that copy machine, do you have the quotes available?
Well, I've been told that it's $11,000.
It's around $11,000. Okay. Yeah, we can definitely, work with the amount right now, and then get the the quotes later. And then do you have the estimated cost for the 6 computers?
No, I don't have the estimate, not in writing, but there is a geek store here in town that specializes in small businesses. And so they're estimating each computer is going to be about $600.
Okay.
So we're not getting something super fancy. We're just getting something that, you know, we don't need all the bells and whistles. We just need something that actually runs faster than a snail.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because it's, yeah, just get the minimum. What are you guys doing? Like, is it just HPs or are you going to go...
I think we're just going to go HPs.
Okay.
Apple's too difficult for us people to learn so quickly.
Yeah, it is definitely the change, you know. Okay.
Yeah.
So get those, yeah, as long as we have like the estimate cost, that's great. So, you know, 3,000 for that. Okay. And so when are you looking, you know, to bring everything on?
Well, I'd love to be able to do it as soon as possible.
Okay.
Our goal was to be, you know, like the beginning of September.
Right.
So, but I needed to make sure we had everything.
Thank you.
Everything in place.
Right. Okay. All right. Sounds good. And now, is there a bank you normally lean on for financing, or you normally work with?
No, we don't. We don't lean on. We bank with Chase, but we've never approached them. For a loan, and this happened to catch my eye when you guys sent it over to me.
Right.
I said, well, because the most important thing is that I liked that it wasn't a daily thing, because I think that's a setup for failure.
Right,
you know,
right.
A monthly payment is exactly what we need.
Right.
Because, you know, we're 100% commission-based.
Mm-hmm.
So,
So
I just wanted to make sure that, you know, we have something that's realistic on... and easy for us to make the repayment on.
Right, exactly. And they have those, you know, those options available, you know, the monthly and the weekly, as well as the daily too. And now, do you have a line of credit with Chase right now that you use?
No, we've never pursued that.
Okay. I was just curious. And do you have any current, you know, loans out right now?
Yeah, we have me personally, I do, but not the company.
Not the company. Okay. All right. It will go in the company. And then, you know, how'd you rate your credit over there, Vanessa? Is like good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Me personally?
Yes.
I'd say it's probably fair. I think I'm around, upper sixes?
Upper sixes. Okay. Around national, you know, average. And that's, you know, we work with credit tiers A to D. Just checking, because sometimes some business owners have like a tough time with borrowing power as a consumer, you know. You're the 100% owner over there. And then,
right.
What
and, I do have, I do own a home.
Uh-huh.
And I've got a great deal of equity in it.
Okay.
A great deal. So... I think I only owe like $255, and the value of it is about $550.
Okay. And now, you know, do you have a plan B for some reason, you know, you're not able to find financing for the marketing or the, you know, the computers? Do you guys have, like, is there other avenues?
Such as what?
Like for finding, like, how have you normally been doing, you know, paying for the marketing? You guys
just because
out of pocket.
Because we work. Yeah, it's been coming out of pocket, and we hustle.
Out of pocket, right, exactly. Okay. Definitely, you know, like to see what we could do for you. It's a real, you know, the simple process. Because I do have, I'll send you, I know you filled out one application, but I'll send you out the one for the equipment. That way you can just mark it on there. I can make a note of it. And then we just need the wet signature on it as well. And then it would be 6 months business bank statements, because they're going to look at the cash flow of the company. And then it would be the most recent tax return. Did you get an extension on 2015?
Yes, we did.
Okay, so 2014 will work fine. And then Yes. Do you have any business? I'm not really sure, but like with credit cards, do customers, I don't know if you have fees or maybe something like that.
Yeah. No, we don't have any credit cards.
Okay. Okay. Perfect then. So yeah, after that, we would just need those two, like the bank statements. I'll send over that equipment, the application, and then just the tax return, and I can, you know, get this put together and start working on this and probably have an answer for you by the end of the week.
Okay. That sounds perfect. I'm out in the field this morning, but I will look at it about 2 o'clock today and get busy on it.
Okay. Well, yeah, let me double check here. I had an email for you. I believe so.
Yeah, sure.
What's a good email for you? I'm sorry, I'm like in a...
It's Van Rella, so V-A-N, first 3 letters of my first name. My full last name, R-U-E-L-A-S as in Sam, at Twin Cities, C-I-T-I-E-S, Realty, R-A-L-T-Y-C-A.com.
C-A.com. Okay. All right, Vanessa, I'll shoot over, you know, just the list of things we'll need, just the bank statements. I'll send over the application as well for the equipment, for the copy and computers, and then, your most recent tax return. So I'll send that over in about,
okay,
you know, 15 minutes, and then you think you can have it to me by today so I can get this going for you?
If not, if I don't have every, because I don't know where the taxes are,
okay,
I may have to call the CPA and request a copy. So
okay,
as soon as he gets that to me, I will forward that.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I'll keep an eye out for it. And when would be a good time to follow up with you? I know you're probably busy.
Probably tomorrow morning would be a great time. Mornings tend to be, at least you catch me in the car where I can talk.
Okay. Okay, great. Is this time, you know, best or maybe a little?
Yeah, actually, yeah. And or even earlier.
Okay. All right, Vanessa. Well, sounds good. I'll send that over to you about 15 minutes, and then I'll keep an eye out. I'll follow up with you tomorrow morning.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay.
Hey, yeah. Thanks for your time. Bye-bye.